zero.
There we go. We recorded.
Yeah. Nah, like, Izzy counted it down like a Rhythm Nation.
Yeah.
Five.
Yeah.
Right.
That's actually my Izzy's obscure selection.
That's your obscure selection? That's not obscure, Izzy.
Yeah, Janet Jackson.
That's not obscure.
Well, you're gonna see Janet.
Yes, I am going to see Janet.
I'm fucking jealous.
Oh, you going to see? Man, I am jealous as fuck.
Well, you know,
me
Janet
and my wife
Luda.
Was talking about that shit.
Janet and Luda.
Wow, yo, that's gonna be a sick show, man. That's gonna be dope.
It's gonna be cool. The weather should be nice.
Yeah. And that's gonna be at a Shoreline.
It's gonna be beautiful.
Yeah. I'm actually going to Shoreline. I'm gonna go see The Cure in a couple weeks.
Word.
Yeah. That's so. Yeah. So like that should be cool. That's like they're saying that's the hot ticket of the summer.
What, The Shoreline or The Cure?
No, The Cure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when they announced their tour. Well, we actually talked about it.
What do they mean by that? What's the definition of hot ticket?
Like, the popular show with the summer, like, the show that everybody wants to see, you know?
Okay. So, I mean, they're aging, right? So, I mean, they don't have long
before
they stop.
Yeah, I mean, this might be the last go-around. I don't know. Okay. But, like, supposedly they have a new album coming out.
I've never been a huge fan.
Oh, man, dude.
I never have been.
I've been listening to them a lot lately.
I feel like there's a lot of music that I just, like, didn't even give a chance to, you know?
Give it a chance.
Yeah.
Give it a chance.
You know?
Check out Disintegration. They have tons of great records. There's one called Head on the Door that's really good. Kiss Me, Pornography. All that, like, 80s shit is, like, pretty much from, like, things that started 78. 78 to 89 is, like, unfuckwithable. That's all good.
Unfuckwithable.
Yeah, like, you can't fuck with it.
Unfuckwithable. I like that.
No, nah, unfuckwithable. Nah, like, it's all good.
That's the name of the episode.
Yeah.
Unfuckwithable.
Yeah. And then, but, like, you could even do, like, a best of comp, too. Like, there's one called Staring at the Sea that's, like their singles comp. It's really good.
Right.
I mean, like, you've heard their hits.
Yeah, of course.
So, but, yeah. Like, all their shit's great.
Okay.
I've really been listening to it a lot lately. It's, you know.
Is it because of the show, or?
No, actually. Probably just because it's, you know, when it was cold, and then, you know, things happen when, you know, you get bummed out, you know, and that's good music to listen to when you're bummed out and slightly depressed. So.
I hear that's how they found out who had COVID without actually getting tested, is they were listening to The Cure.
Yeah.
A lot. Did you get the joke? It's pretty corny. Okay, so.
Dad jokes.
Yeah, dad jokes for sure.
Joey D comes with them dad jokes.
Dad jokes. Jaffa, what's good with you?
You know, it's actually been a pretty decent week, man. I'm not going to lie.
Tell me about it.
Well, your boy got a lot of rest this week. I didn't have to work a lot.
You look rested.
Yeah, man. I feel rested.
You bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Yeah, I feel like...
Like a jackrabbit.
I mean, like, I went to bed early most nights this week, like, earlier than I normally do. Like, I really was trying to make sure I got my rest on.
Old man shit.
And, yeah. And then actually, it's funny, because I ended up, like, waking up an hour early.
Yeah.
A couple of days, but it was still fine. Like, I still felt good.
I've been doing that. I hate that, though.
Yeah, but, you know, it is what it is, but got some rest, feeling good. I worked a couple shows this week. Friday, I worked the show by this band called Earthless. They're like this big stoner rock, you know, psych doom band. Their songs are like
psych doom.
Yeah, it's like like psych rock and doom. Doom's like a subgenre of metal that's pretty much the same as like stoner rock.
Dissonant chords and shit.
It's just like super slow, sludgy, you know.
It's a dark.
Dark sounding. Yeah, definitely like you're gonna, you know, smoke a lot of weed and listen. It's just like slow riffs. It's kind of like my favorite style of metal. Just super,
March of the Stormtrooper bassline type shit.
Just super slow, doomy, like real like Black Sabbath influence type shit.
Got you.
And yeah, so and like and I've been a fan of Earthless for a little bit. They're, you know, like, they have like 20-minute songs. It's
That was a show.
The show was great. Like, they fucking killed it. You know, got to see some friends I hadn't seen it in a while. It was all good. It was, you know, similar to that Wolves in the Throne Room show as far as the vibe of the people. Everyone was real cool. Like, no one was a fucking asshole. No one's
Where was it?
At the chapel.
Oh, okay. Right on.
And then last night, it was a completely different vibe. I worked this tribute band show that we had at the chapel. It was the Smiths tribute band.
You just tell me about that.
Yeah. It was them, a U2 tribute band, and a Oasis tribute band that my friend's actually in. But the interesting thing is that a couple days ago, Andy Rourke, the bass player of the Smiths, passed away. He had a pancreatic cancer.
R.I.P.
So, R.I.P. bass legend. And it's crazy because it's like, oh, so how is that going to affect this show? And, you know, are more people going to come out? Because, like, oh, shit, you know. It was a pretty decent turnout. You know, but, man, at one point during the night, man, shit just got ratchet, man. I don't know what the fuck happened, but it was like one dude got kicked out because he did some shit, and he was, like, cussing out my house manager. And then, you know, on the other side of the chapel, on the bar side during the weekends, like, they'll have, like, a club night. They'll pretty much just play, like, you know, hip hop, you know, like all that, like a bunch of kids come out and that shit gets ratchet. But it was like they were trying to get this one girl out that was literally just like passed out, like this minutes away from like puking, and it was like it looked bad. She was just like fucked up, like shit face, and just the vibe got weird. I'm like, I'm going home. Like, fuck this. I'm like, it was like this just like this just turned weird real quick. Like, vibe's not right.
You know why they call it ratchet?
Why they call it ratchet?
Because screws get loose and nuts get loose when shit gets screwy and nuts get loose.
Yeah.
It's ratchet.
Yeah, but anyway, so that's what's good with me. Joey, what's good with you?
Well, I got one more day of work and then your boy is on a little extendo vacay.
Vacay!
You know?
Vacay.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I need a little R&R.
Yeah, man.
But it's gonna be a blast. It's hell a multiple location vacation.
Where are you going?
So I'm going to Key West.
Key West.
First, then we're going to Miami for Afrobeats Festival.
Me mommy.
Yeah.
Me mommy.
And then we're back here for one day to prepare and get ready for the Burlesque Hall of Fame in Las Vegas.
Oh yeah,
which is
man.
Gonna be amazing.
That's in LA, yeah.
No, it's in Vegas.
Oh, Vegas, right. Yeah.
We did it last year. It was great.
Yeah, man. Y'all are gonna do it up.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be a good time. Hopefully, I'll be able to get some rest. You know, because you know how vacations are, right?
Like, you might as well give up on that. That's not happening, bro.
No. Y'all gonna be doing a lot.
I am bound and determined to get some R&R. I'm gonna get some R&R, for sure.
Nah, this nigga's like, I'm gonna do 30 things and I'm gonna go to sleep. No, nigga. No, yeah, you just listed 30 things.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you get so excited about being in a location that you haven't been in a while or have never been to that you kind of want to do all the things. Right.
Yeah. But you want to do everything and especially, like, because she's never been, right? To Key West?
I think she's been to Key West on a cruise, which, I mean, is going to Key West, but it's not like spending the day
there.
It's a little different.
So you want to show her around and show her all the, you know, cool spots and shit.
I'm a former local, so I know I know the hot spots.
How long did you live in Key West?
Oh man, I lived in Key West from 2012 to 2017. So almost four years of some change.
Why'd you leave?
The island is like 7x2, right?
Yeah.
It's 14 square miles.
Right, so this is after a while.
Yeah, well, after you do everything there is to do on the island, then the only thing left to do is to do everything on the island drunk. Then, I mean, either you graduate to another substance or you just, like, want to go to Miami all the time.
Right.
And, you know, the closest place to Key West on the mainland is Homestead,
mm-hmm.
and it really ain't too much popping in Homestead. Yeah. So you gotta go to Miami. It's like a 3.5 hour drive, man. Like,
oh yeah, because you can drive because like they have those bridges.
Yeah, it's one. Yeah, it's one. It's I think it's called Highway 1,
right?
Or Interstate 1 or something. Mm-hmm. I forget.
Yeah,
but you go all the way down, man, and it's like there's so many keys that you cross over.
The drive is gorgeous.
The drive is beautiful.
Like I've seen pictures. It is amazing.
It's great, and I recommend if you do go to Key West to drive to Key West during the day.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh man, that's gonna be gorgeous.
Because it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. I wouldn't recommend going in the summer because it's hella hot. Unless you're okay with the heat, they do go in the summer.
Right.
So it's a trade off, right?
It's like humid as fuck, though.
Well, in the wintertime, it's busy as hell.
Yeah, because everyone's
come down, mm-hmm. right? Trying to escape the winter.
Right. Right.
In the summertime, it's not as crowded, but it's hot as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, you got to kind of try to balance it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, imagine like you're going now, it's late May, almost June.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be hot, but
yeah,
it won't be as bad as going in mid-July.
And I'm not trying to shit on the place. It's a great place to vacation, to live. I don't know if I could do that long-term at my age, right? Mm-hmm. Now, when I turn 60-something, 70-something, I could see myself buying a house down there and retiring.
Yeah.
You know, maybe having one, you know, maybe here in the Bay that I stay in the summer, mm-hmm. and then in the fall.
Fall, yeah.
Go to my, you know, summer, my winter home.
There you go.
In Key West.
Yeah.
It's a very diverse place, man. I think most of the island is immigrants, which is cool.
Nice.
Right. Well, at least it feels that way. I haven't seen the statistics, but most of the population, for what I've seen, are either European, Haitian, or mm-hmm. Cuban immigrants.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Now this should be interesting. Well, I've never been to Key West, but I would imagine that Key West is different than most of Florida.
Well, they call it,
think of, you know,
they call it the Conch Republic, and there was a big push to secede.
Oh,
from Florida, they wanted to be their own.
Like, yeah,
entity. Yeah. And people from Key West will tell you this isn't Florida, this is Key West.
Yeah, no, I know.
Right, nobody wanted to be from Florida.
Right, right. Yeah, they were trying to secede and make, well, all of the Keys, the Conch Republic, is what they were wanting to do there. Mm. Did not succeed.
Yeah.
Did not succeed in the seceding.
Yeah.
Right.
So, like, were they trying to go for, like, statehood or, like, actually just, like, succeeding from America?
I really don't know enough about it, to be honest with you, to tell you the facts about it.
Interesting.
It was short-lived and failed.
Yeah.
I know that. I mean, you can look it up, but, I mean,
right.
You know, I don't. I mean, maybe we could talk about it on another podcast.
Yeah. No, I don't really know. We don't need to get down that bunny trail, but yeah.
But your boy hit the gym 5 days this week. I'm really trying hard to hit 6 days, but it's so difficult, man.
Nice.
My job is very physically taxing, and I have to hit the gyms in the afternoon
mm-hmm.
now
to get
my workouts.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's no gym that's open at 5 o'clock in the morning that's affordable here in the city, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, like, that's like me. I gotta go in the afternoon after work.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, I'm doing my thing. You know what I mean? One more day of work. It's gonna be a busy-ass Monday, and then I'm off Tuesday, and then shit till June 5th. So, Deffers, you're gonna get a part two of this episode.
Part duh.
Not this Thursday coming, but the following Thursday. And then we'll probably release a classic episode. For the next week, and we won't record again until, I think, what, the 11th of June?
11th of June, yeah.
Be the next recording. But Izzy, what's googly good with you?
God damn, I thought you weren't gonna never ask, nigga. Damn.
I know.
That nigga.
I know.
Yeah, sorry, we got a little long with it.
I apologize for having so much good shit going on.
Never
apologize for that, my friend.
Sorry, life is good.
Never apologize for the good shit.
Awesome.
right. My life is so dope. I'm going to Vegas.
You see how he did that?
Yeah.
You see how he did that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why y'all just can't be
crazy? Yeah. I hope you saw how I did that. That shit was on purpose.
Right.
All right. Next time you ask me what's good, maybe you should say what's good, but what's not really really good. Just what's kind of good.
What's cool with you?
Yeah, what's cool don't ask you? Me then, nigga. If you want to,
what's that? <like? laughs> Nah, but I got a lot of good shit going on, man.
Only one thing is we can't dog.
Get the fuck out of here.
Not too much good stuff. Not too much good stuff.
You're right. That's too good. That's too positive, nigga. bring it down a notch.
Yeah, nah. That's too much positivity.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm my bad. Go ahead. For real. Go ahead.
I put my 5 days in the gym. So, you know, nigga feeling good. Feeling right. Feeling a little sore, you know. And I got in 5 days with no alcohol, which is a tremendous accomplishment. Yeah. Shit, okay. That was a rough week, man. That was a fucking rough week. I had finals and shit, so I had to, like, you know, not celebrate afterwards. I'm like, all right, just hold off till Friday night, you know. But it was real cool. Plan on doing it again, you know, keeping the drinking to just the weekend. Hitting the gym every morning, like 5:30 in the morning.
So hell that's yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Just getting up, like, starting my day. And I feel better. Like, you know, everybody says it. Everybody knows, you know, the science. You get endorphins, you know, you feel better. It helps fight your depression. Nigga, 1 week being in the gym, I saw myself, like, I'm happier walking around. I'm not as moody. I'm more patient. I sing more. I dance more. Like, I'm just feeling good, you know, like, just feeling better.
Yeah, man.
So yeah, gonna keep moving forward in that direction. Me and my wife, actually, we doing this whole journey together. So it's real dope having a partner.
Hell yeah!
Because I definitely do not want to get up like a couple of those mornings. She's like, come on, nigga. You said it's what you want to do. Like, come on, get up, nigga. So yeah, that's great to have, man.
Hell yeah!
So and the kids' last week of school is this week. Yes, God. Oh. I'm finally finna get some fucking rest, dude.
That's what's about to get the sleep
I fucking deserve. I'm gonna take them to school, pick them up. Because all of that takes, like, probably 3 or 4 hours out of my day every weekday.
You know,
like, they live so far away from, I mean, they go to school so far away from the house. You know, that shit takes hours out of my day, so. My schedule's about to clear up a little bit. Finna get some well-deserved sleep. So, yeah, it's finna be a real good week, man.
I want you to write this down in the calendar, Jaffa. Because you see he's saying he's excited about the kids being out of school. But I guarantee you come August, he going to be like, I can't wait to get
them kids back in school.
Oh, no. Here's my trick. I send them back to Georgia every summer. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm good. I get the whole summer. Take your ass on. You know, we dress it up. Oh, you know, you don't want to be here for the 120-degree summers here. You know, go spend time with the family.
That's real, though.
I need the break more than they do.
That's real, though.
Yeah.
That's real.
Real
I mean, think about this, right? They gonna be in and outside using up all the bought air, letting all the cold air out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sucking up all the AC.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hanging on the fridge.
I don't need no hot ass breath sucking up AC.
Right.
Hanging on eating that fridge door, eating all your food.
Right. Yeah. Go and take your ass to your grandma's house.
You and your wife got all the freeze pops you want. Just to the self. Get all the cuts on the side of your lips and shit that you want. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, blue mouth, whatever you
want. Yeah, right.
Right. All of that.
Or what you can do, what I used to do when you make, when you make mixed drinks, use the freeze pops as the ice cubes.
Oh, nice.
You just, like, you know, like, break them up, use them as ice cubes.
Slide them into your mixed drink.
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, shit. That's,
yeah.
Why fucking didn't I life hack.
I never thought of that, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking pro tip, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Super pro tip.
Not only, like, do you get, like, the function of ice as it cools your drink, but you get a little extra flavor.
And
there.
It doesn't get watered down. Nice. That's God crazy.
Damn. Yeah.
Why the green
this
freeze
pop? This nigga's living in 3023.
I'm saying. But why the green freeze pop taste like antifreeze smells? Why is that?
Because it is antifreeze.
I think it might be.
Dude, I only fuck with the red or the blue ones.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
Gotta go red or blue. Don't eat the purple ones.
I'll fuck with anything but the grape. That's what I'm saying. Anything but the grape.
Really? You don't fuck with the grape?
I'll fuck with artificial grape.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh,
Yeah, it doesn't taste like grape. It tastes like no chemicals. Grape
soda?
Nope.
No grapes?
Nope.
Nigga.
Grape a Coke kiss that's my ass. That shit
chemical as fuck.
Nah. Grape from what?
Grape a Coke kiss my ass. Oh.
That's exactly what I was thinking of. The old school grape a Coke. That was horrible. Fuck that shit. And then around the top of the can, it would be blue. Like, it wasn't even purple. It was like a bluish. It was so nasty. You could
flush
though.
That shit.
Yeah,
yeah,
dude. Like,
I don't want that. I got a story, but I'm not gonna tell it. The only thing grape I fuck with is grapes.
Yeah,
that's it.
Would you like some grapes?
Yes, I will eat the fuck out some grapes,
bitches.
Yeah, artificial grape? Nah, fuck that. That shit is trash.
Yeah, I don't fuck with it too often, especially now. But I mean, I've always liked grape soda, but I don't drink it too much. Or now I don't even drink soda at all.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Oh, you want to hear the story of my disdain for grape? Okay.
Yes.
Right, right, please.
I didn't ask, but like, here we go.
Okay, okay, well, here it is. I thought I heard it. Okay, well, let me tell you anyway. So when I was, I guess I was about 9, 10 years old, I had the flu, right?
Uh-huh.
And it was bad, bro. It was terrible. Yeah. Like, my fever was like 101, and my fever just would not break. Mm-hmm. I was vomiting. You know, I had the nausea, the headache.
Yeah, all bad.
All that, right? And mom decided that she was going to give me Dimetapp. Because Dimetapp, you know, is a fever reducer.
Right.
And I get this guy, Tylenol, ibuprofen. No, it's not.
Sure. Dimetapp is the shit.
Yeah, okay. Well, you take the out of that, and yeah, that's accurate, right? But so I was taking the Dimetapp, and I was throwing up. So I was throwing up the Dimetapp, the grape taste, right? And then she just kept giving me Dimetapp, and that's all we had for like 24. I think I consumed a whole bottle of Dimetapp.
Oh, dude, well, say no more, man. Then,
just continuously vomiting.
Say less.
You know how, like, when you get real sick on alcohol and you're like, I'm never drinking that again?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right, that's what that was. That's Dimetapp.
But it's from my childhood, so it's like extra traumatizing.
Oh, God.
You feel me?
Yeah.
And it's never left me. Every time I've tried to put anything great artificial in my mouth, I'm like, it just reminds me of a time where.
So you can't even like fuck with like grape Kool-Aid.
Bro, I was having fever dreams about the end of the world.
Bruh.
Like, it was like of like human existence just like ceasing. Like, that's it. Like, Armageddon. Like, that's how bad.
Yeah. God damn.
Yeah, Dimetapp, we'll have you out there robo tripping.
Yeah.
you was out there, nigga. You was out there.
So if you want civilization to be destroyed, give me some grape a Coke. You know what I mean?
Moral to the
story. Right, hit him with the Dimetapp.
Hit me with the Dimetapp.
Yeah.
Alright, Deffers.
Hit him with the Dimetapp.
Alright, Deffers, that's all we got for the What's Good. We will be right back for some current events. Stay tuned. Don't touch your FM dial. Year. Okay, Deffers.
We're back.
We back. Like we ever left. We didn't go anywhere.
Nah, we right here.
Why don't we say we're back when we just stay sitting right here?
Yeah, I know, right?
Don't break the illusion.
We're not
going don't break
anywhere.
The... I hate when niggas break the illusions like that. Damn.
Say what now? What'd you say?
I said, don't break the illusion. I hate when niggas.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Yeah, let them believe what they believe. We went on a commercial the theme break. Music is we got big. Hella sponsors. You know, we had to do our thing.
No, the listeners are our sponsors.
Yeah.
I'm not endorsing any company. I'm not asking for any endorsements. I want the listeners to say, hey, you know what? Here's $20. Y'all go get a cup of coffee, y'all. Lunch is on me.
Yeah.
You know.
Thank you.
Whatever.
We appreciate that and anything.
Yeah, so if you like the show and you want to donate, you know, just, you know, hit our Venmos or our Cash Apps.
Yeah, feel free.
Yeah. But,
and we thank you for your support.
Right.
Like Bartles and James used to say.
I remember Bartles
and James. Yeah, yeah.
The wine coolers?
Yeah, like the wine coolers.
Yeah, that's a throwback.
Yeah, that was... I don't think I've ever actually had a wine cooler because in their heyday I was too young.
Yeah, it was the same thing for me.
Yeah. Yeah, so I never actually had them. But every so often, if you go to like certain dingy bodegas, you can still find them.
I remember I remember the only thing that close to wine coolers that I messed with was Arbor Mist.
Oh,
yeah. Arbor Mist. He was a ratchet little thing, huh?
Yeah. Harbor Mist used to have them big ass 1.5 bottles.
Yeah, yeah, them fat bottles. Man.
I'll take one into the head and be trash.
Yeah, I'd be like,
Blackberry Merlot. Strawberry Kiwi White Zinfandel.
Oh, shit.
God damn, boy.
Terrible. Terrible.
Oh, man.
Right. Jesus.
Yeah, I never fucked with the Harbor Mist, man. Yeah. That was, yeah. That was before my time, too. I mean, kind of like, because I started drinking a little late. I was like 22, 23 when I started drinking.
Damn.
So, yeah, no.
It was legal.
Yeah. So, no, like, I never drank illegally. I was just, you know, I mean, I was good church kid.
They used
kid,
to bring the Arbor Mist to school, man.
Yeah. Nah, man, I didn't roll like that. I started late, but when I started, I was like, I'm trying to make up for lost time here.
I feel it. All right, I got a couple of things I wanna chat with y'all about. Y'all ready?
Yeah, all right. Let's do it.
So President Biden has approved F-16 fighter jet training for Ukrainian soldiers in our proxy war against Russia. You know, maybe Biden should just do what I do when my son gets bullied. Move him to another school. You know? Move him to another school. You don't give him a gun.
Yeah. Right. Jeez.
Got enough of that going on. Montana has officially banned the use of the popular app TikTok.
Heard about this.
Despite zero evidence proving claims that the Chinese company shares Americans' data with the CCP.
Mm-hmm.
Like Montana needs one less thing to do in Montana. The fuck you finna do in Montana? You
can't even get on TikTok no more, man.
You can go hunting. You can do a lot of that. Yeah.
You in Montana, look at the mountains, bitch.
Yeah.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Don't TikTok it.
Yeah, and go hunting.
Don't TikTok it.
Shoot some elk.
Martha Stewart, at 81 years old, is the new cover model for the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
I saw this.
No
you
way.
You heard about this, Izzy?
Yeah. No like, yo, way. Like, have you seen it?
I gotta
Not
tell
the
you.
Swimsuit.
Yep. I gotta tell you, she ain't just baking them cakes. She packing them too.
No, hey man, y'all, wow.
She's looking a bad one, man.
She's looking cute for 81. She's looking hella cute.
I was
man,
like,
hella cute.
No way.
You can be my mama and I'll be your boy. Yeah. Like,
hey, like, no way, nigga. No.
You can Google it later, bro.
Lad, now we know why like Snoop's been fucking so hard with her.
Oh, no. I thought it was the cannabis.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Hmm. All right, Tim Scott has filed paperwork to run for president in 2024. One more candidate for Trump to line up and insult out of the race, right? Is it? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, is this the new Republican playbook? A fascist with a black face to get the black vote? I gotta tell you something. Real niggas ain't fucking with Governor Scott. Matter of fact, real niggas ain't fucking with no nigga named Timothy at all.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, hold on. Timothy. Hold on, I just Googled this. Tim is actually short for Timberland. Never mind. We vote for him. Timberland Scott. Never mind.
You're right.
We in there.
Riding with Timberland.
Yeah.
All right, Izzy, your boy Kanye, has been photographed recently wearing socks. Just socks, no shoes. No shoes. Now, the good news is that he has been reinducted into Broke Five Broke.
Yeah.
Nigga, no new shoes.
No new shoes. Yeah. Can't get no hoes.
That's it. God All right. Damn. So the first two Saudi astronauts are on their way to the International Space Station in a private mission. The first Saudi female and male are on their way to space, right? Mm-hmm. This is also a first for Adidas, creating branded spacesuits made entirely of recycled unsold Yeezys.
Nice.
Hey, you gotta find a use for them Yeezys somehow.
You know. Adidas is suing Black Lives Matter over the use of the three lines in the logo, claiming that it has the rights to the three stripes branding. Mm. I personally, I'm boycotting Adidas.
Are you now?
Yeah,
I am. Are you?
Yeah, I am. Why? What's that about?
You don't say.
I am, yeah. I will not fuck with Adidas no more.
Yeah, well, so obviously y'all can't see this, but my boy Joey D is sitting here looking like the long lost like Tenenbaum son, wearing a red Adidas tracksuit.
Oh, I mean, there's no ethical consumption under capitalism, bro. There's no ethical consumption.
He's like a nigga from Yugoslavia. He got the whole tracksuit, the chain.
Yeah, yeah,
he's crouched down on top of his fucking car.
Like, he looks like a...
with a Kalashnikov.
Right.
And like, the balaclava like, over his face.
The dude that always does the Running Man and those, what's up with that? SNL. Ooh-wee, what's up with that?
okay. A fake NBA memo is going viral right now on the internet. It's proving that the NBA and its playoffs are fixed. And it's spreading around on the interwebs. Claiming that the Miami Heat is going to lose the Eastern Conference Final in a Game 7.
Wow.
Yeah. Darn. I was really looking forward to seeing The Undertaker hit the buzzer beater choke slam of Triple H and face off against LeBron in the Hell in a Cell.
I was looking forward to that. That'd be sick.
I was looking forward to that.
Yeah. Against LeBron.
But it's a fake memo, so it's not going down.
Damn.
You know?
Yeah. You'd love to see it.
Yeah. Tomahawk jam from the top ropes. You know? That shit. Yeah. That's not going to happen. Yeah, that's
cup
all I like.
Coffee, cause the cream rises to the top. Oh yeah,
with a triple double. that's all I got, y'all, for the Moonalugi.
Yeah,
you know, Jaffa.
Yo,
what you got for us this week?
I have
need to discuss.
Yeah, something that I need to discuss. I have a story, and it's not a feel good.
Oh.
Just happened earlier this week. A Mexican woman who killed a man defending herself when he attacked and raped her in 2021 was sentenced to more than 6 years in prison.
What?
A decision her legal defense called discriminatory and vowed to appeal on Tuesday.
This happened in Mexico?
This happened in Mexico, yes. So the ruling against Roxana Ruiz spurred anger from experts and feminist groups who said it speaks to the depth of gender-based violence and Mexico's poor record of bringing perpetrators of sexual violence to justice.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, this is really sad. And so apparently what happened was this lady, Roxana, she, you know, was working in this village. This guy that lived there, like, walked her home after work and, you know, pretty much took advantage of her and sexually assaulted her, and she fought back and, you know, killed this guy. Not intentionally, but still, you know.
I mean, so what if she did kill him intentionally?
She did, I'm like, good for her.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Absolutely. Kill this nigga.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Like, absolutely. I mean, that's just like an open and shut case. And
yeah, I mean, not even on no bloodthirsty shit, but if a person attacked me, like, with a knife, for example, like, just any kind of deadly force and or great bodily harm, you know, like, do what you need to do to survive. And if that person dies, then, it's not even about being bloodthirsty.
Yeah.
Like, she should have the right to defend herself, period.
Right.
I mean, you find out.
If he dies, he dies.
Yeah, if you find out when you fuck around.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. The more you fuck around, the more you're going to find out. It's a mathematical equation.
Yeah. No, she shouldn't have to do 2 seconds of jail time, as far as I'm concerned.
No.
So while the Mexico State Court found that Ruiz had been raped, it said that the 23-year-old was guilty of homicide with excessive use of legitimate defense, adding that hitting the man in the head would have been enough to defend herself. Ruiz was also ordered to pay more than $16,000 in reparations to the family of the man who raped her.
This guy must be related to some kind of bigwig or politician or something.
Or I don't know. Maybe.
Or is the patriarchy just like way like more out of control than it is here in Mexico?
Probably. It's a high probability that that's the case.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy to think, because like
they have a horrible track record of sexual assault. Horrible track record. Horrible track record of prosecuting people. Like, even worse. Ours is shit. Ours is literally in the toilet, and theirs is probably worse. It's very sad.
Yeah.
It's fucked.
Yeah, no, it's completely fucked, and my heart goes out to Roxana Ruiz, and not only just, I mean, it's bad enough that she got raped and sexually assaulted,
right?
But that she has to pay for that, she has to pay for defending herself with prison. That's just not right to me. Right.
Yeah, I think worldwide we need to normalize killing rapists in the act.
Got that right.
I don't know who would disagree for that. I don't know anyone that would disagree besides a rapist.
Right.
Donald Trump would disagree.
No, yeah.
Right, you know. Again, besides a rapist.
You don't know. You don't know. Damn. He just walked around. I'm like, dude, get the fuck out of here. And also, too, I mean, like, I wouldn't even say for people that would be like, well, you know, it wasn't right for him to rape her, but he also didn't deserve to die. I'm like, yes, he did.
Who gets to decide that
in the moment? You know what I'm saying?
Right. And then also, too, like
I feel like someone that's being sexually assaulted, like, they can even claim, it's not that they need that defense, but they could claim insanity because of the state that they're in.
Right. Absolutely.
The incredible trauma that you're going through right now. I'm not myself right now.
You just experienced a very traumatic experience, and you're not in your right mind. But I mean, regardless, even if you were, that shit should be justified.
Absolutely.
How wild is it that this judge would say, "Oh, well, yeah, you're in the middle of being raped. You could have just hit him one time, and that would have been enough. You could have hit him in the head, and that would have been enough." Like
how the fuck? How do can you know? You,
yeah, exactly.
Right, right. How can you tell me like the terms and conditions of my rape? Like, what the fuck are you talking about right now?
Yeah.
How do you know that if you hit him one time that the man ain't just gonna kill you right then?
Right, exactly. Right. This is a grown ass man.
There's no reasoning with somebody that's committing assault like
right.
that.
Right.
There's no reasoning with them.
Yeah,
right. No right. Stop, yeah, no, reason went out the window when don't. He's right. Come on now.
Right.
And
you
I
can't
mean,
reason with that.
We really, really have to have a conversation globally, like you said, Joe, like about rapists, because I mean, shit, it's something that affects everyone. It's not exclusive to the country. I'm glad you brought it up, you know, Jaffa. Yeah, this is in Mexico and our laws are different, but they fucking shouldn't be. Like, this is something that this is something that fucking affects the whole world over. If you google men's survival items, shit comes up, you know, fire starters, flashlights, compasses. If you Google women's survival items, it's mace, it is, you know, tasers, it is,
pepper spray.
You know, shit to lock your doors, like shit to reinforce your doors, like,
they face like Drake covers.
Absolutely. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, we men are the biggest, the biggest threat to women.
The aggressor.
Period.
Yeah, totally.
Period.
Yeah, I mean, it just like it totally disgusts me.
I would actually go out on a limb here and say that men are the greatest aggressors to any and everything.
Yeah,
like
you're not wrong.
Not trying to water down the you know the aggressive nature that men tend to have towards women, but like toward the entire planet, towards animals, towards nature, towards
absolutely,
towards all.
Yeah, yeah. No,
I had
fucked up.
I had a
it's fucked up.
My cousin posted a meme, and it was something that's been kind of going around. You've probably seen it, but it said that I want to try and get this right. Basically, it said that if all the men on the face of the earth disappeared, women would have, you know, nothing to fear. Essentially, it put it in a more clever way. It was kind of funny.
Yeah.
But it was basically saying, like, men are the greatest threat towards women. And, you know, of course, all the men jump on the post and, like, oh, women murder, women, you know, kill. That's fucked up to say. But it's not saying that women don't do any crime. It's the fact that almost all of women's fear about something happening to them is directly related to a man's violence. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. Women can't, you can't go out and get gas at night. You can't go out and go to the store. You have to make, you know, you have to reinforce your doors. You have to, because you, a person described it to me as the same reason you don't want to go to jail is the same reason women are afraid when they go out in public. So imagine going out in public and feeling that feeling every day, all the time, knowing that almost everyone out here is bigger than me, stronger than me, more aggressive than me, more violent than me, and is probably wanting to rape me. So the same way you as a man would feel in jail, that's how a woman feels all the fucking time.
Dude.
That puts it in perspective.
Yeah. It, like, that reminds me of that one Chappelle bit where he was talking about, like, he did the, like, early on in his career, he did this, like, stand-up show and got paid, like, $10,000 in cash. And it was, like, he was in Brooklyn. It was, like, you know, coming back on the train, like, the middle of the night. Whipped $10,000 from cash and just like, okay,
that's insane.
Now I know how like women feel like every day. Yeah. Just like, knowing that you have something that like if somebody knew what you had, they would just instantly take it from you.
Well, it's a little different because they do know what you have.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right. He had the money. Right. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shit. It's so wild.
Yeah. I mean, I often think about that too, and even how I present myself, you know, like when you're like out in the world, or if you're like walking around, and you know, you can kind of be aware that like, oh, okay, if I happen to be walking in a direction and a woman is walking in the same direction, a lot of times I'll cross the street or I'll do something just to kind of let it be known, yo, I'm
not a threat. You. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Right. I try to walk past.
Yeah. Or like, I'll do that too. I'll just be like, yo, just letting you know.
I get paranoid with people walking behind me.
Me too.
I don't like people walking directly behind me.
I don't either.
So I try to.
And we're grown ass men.
You know, so. Or I just walk faster around. You know? Like, yeah, that's wild. All right. Well, I mean, I hope the best for, Mr. Ruiz?
Miss Ruiz, yes.
Miss Ruiz, this is fucked.
Absolutely fucked.
Okay, Izzy, you got a story for us.
Yeah, but afraid it ain't a feel good either, man.
That's all right, I got something for the back end. Go ahead.
That's what she said. Tennessee.
Yeah, that is what she said.
That was a good little pegging joke, right? I'm glad you caught it. That's a good little thing.
Yeah, I got something for your back end. Yeah. Oh, shit.
It's good. Tennessee.
It's really good.
Just started. Tennessee just enacted a law that rolls back trans rights. The law basically redefines sex legally and is now required on legal documents, all legal documents. The regressive definition of gender. Sex. Yeah, sex, gender. I'm sorry. Yeah. It says sex specifically.
I thought you were talking about the actual act of.
Right.
Yeah. My bad. I should.
Noun, not a verb. All right.
Yeah,
it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah. Just because the law specifically says sex, and you know, now modern day definitions differentiate sex and gender, and gender is usually, you know, your outward expression, and so this. The labeling of sex, meaning specifically what are your genitals, what do your genitals look like.
Wow.
So the law redefines sex legally and is required on all legal documents. The regressive definition excludes trans as an option, which it used to actually, and is Tennessee is actually the fourth state right now to pass a law like this. It excludes trans people from having legal protections, and it stipulates that sex is quote unquote immutable at birth under all state laws. So no matter what your sex is given at birth on your birth certificate, that is what you are stuck with for the rest of your life legally.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty fucked up. It's pretty fucked up.
So okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Okay, so they're trying to make it illegal to be trans, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the state of Tennessee. So are they also, are they legalizing nudity? Or is that like something that's, or are police like walking up to people saying, let me see your privates?
Yeah,
or,
right.
Like, what's happening there? Are they gonna have, are they gonna tattoo the your gender on your body, like on your face at birth? I mean, what
are they gonna make you wear like little yellow ribbons? You know,
see how fucking ridiculous this shit sounds. Mm-hmm. Like, Jesus and Christ!
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's a big catch. It's a trap. It's a net. You're intentionally targeting a specific group. You know, you're purposefully being discriminatory. Basically, it throws away all of their protections from discrimination. Like it, like shelters, for example. If you wanted to go to a shelter, your gender expression, you know, you express yourself how you feel, you dress, you behave, and, you know, you are who you are. But your license says one thing, your identification says one thing, and If someone wants to exclude you, they could. If you know, if you're a woman, you're a trans woman, you know, and you have to go to a shelter. Oh, your ID says you're a man. Now you're in here with all the men. Nah, mm-hmm. little awkward. You know, little awkward. You now you're a lot less likely to go there, to get that kind of help that you need. You know. So trans people can't change their sex on driver's license, birth certificates, and it's something that the state, that every state allow, actually, before this year. Funny how that happened, huh? Just all of a sudden, all of this anti-trans rhetoric came around, and now all of a sudden, nobody can change their sex on their license.
I don't understand why they give a fuck. That's the thing, bro. Like, why do you give a fuck what somebody else is doing?
Yeah, this is so stupid. It's just this, it's this like culture war shit.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
It's just somebody, you know, to attack. Just to have somebody to attack. Who are we going to blame the economic crisis on? Who can we blame the downfall of America on? The quote unquote degenerates. We'll blame the men in justice.
What about a trans woman that's had bottom surgery? How are we going to...
Let's be real. Whenever they talk about trans people, they hardly ever speak of trans men. They always care about trans women because they still see them as men. So, another attempt at misogyny of disregarding anything. Disregarding how someone feel, you know, trying to control someone's sexuality. It's the typical same old playbook, dude. This excludes intersex people. It doesn't give any clarity at all of how they should be treated under this law. For any listeners who don't know, intersex people are those born with some form of both male and female genitalia, because sex is your genitals, gender is your expression. So obviously, intersex people don't really fit into that male-female binary. So it's legally fucked them. You know, like, we've excluded them all together. You're one or the other. That's it. And the world does not work that way. Science does not work that way. Nature does not work that way.
I mean, dude, so is the state of Tennessee going to wait until puberty hits and one or the other?
Yeah, one or the other happens. I don't know,
I don't even know. The way it's looking, if... As of now, since this law has been made, if you're born after this, you just have to pick. If an intersex person is born, you just got to pick one, I guess.
That's so whack. Okay, so how could you create a law that argues against what nature does?
Yep, absolutely.
That doesn't make any fucking sense, dude.
Because...
like, your law don't mean shit.
Yeah, because this is basically just fueled by ignorance.
So stupid.
So stupid.
So fucking stupid.
Yeah, I saw something, and it's like, it's not completely related to the trans issue, but it kind of goes hand in hand just because it's all this, there was a list of states where child beauty pageants are the most popular. Texas, Florida,
of course.
Georgia, of Tennessee, course. North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia, Kentucky.
The ones with all the high pedophile rates as well.
Yep.
That's something that they also have in common.
States that allow minors to get married. Yep. They all have like anti-drag laws.
Imagine being anti-trans and anti-LGBTQ and pro-pedophile.
Yep.
What the fuck is going on, dude?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And that to me is just like, you know, if you want to talk about something
fucked up,
if you want to talk about something that's actually gross, child beauty pageants.
That's disgusting.
That shit grosses me out. You know, right. Not trans people, not drag queens, not, you know, LGBT people. Like, but basically, like, sexualizing your, like, 5-year-old daughter. Like, what the fuck? Like, but oh no, no, like, we can't have drag queens. We can't have, like, a grown man to, like, dress as a woman. That's just wrong.
Right.
But.
Well, I mean, some of these Tennessee lawmakers, I hate to break it to them, but I've seen clitoris bigger than some of their penises.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Me too.
A basic biology class will teach you, nigga, that when you were in your mother's womb, your penis was a clitoris. You were literally a female at birth, nigga. You're trans, nigga. What are you talking about?
Yes. It's the same shit. We all start out that way.
Yeah. It's all the same.
Exactly.
It's all the same shit. Just do what you want to do. It's all the same.
Yeah. Jesus. Yeah, man. Yeah, it's all the same, man.
The law, obviously, is flat out discriminatory. Previous laws protected trans people from discrimination. Like in 2021, when the Supreme Court decided, and this is a direct quote, when an employer fires an employee for being homosexual or transgender, it necessarily and intentionally discriminates against the individual, in part because of sex. But basically, since this law says that, this new law says that trans people don't exist, it can be legal to fire people for being transsexual.
Wow.
Yep.
We're going to start seeing that anymore. Too.
Yep.
Wow.
Not to mention.
You're going to see a lot of civil rights cases coming out of Tennessee here soon. Mm-hmm. Whole shat ton.
Not to mention that, you know, they're called gender marker changes. Basically, scientists have said that it's called gender marker changes. They're things that you do to reaffirm your gender, like having your preferred sex or your preferred name on your IDs. So these gender marker changes are important for trans people. Being stopped in airports, bars, when you interacting with the police, all of these times, having mismatched IDs can put people in uncomfortable and sometimes dangerous situations. A 2015 survey says that 25%, a quarter, 1 out of 4 trans people experience verbal harassment for having an ID that showed a gender different than their gender expression.
Wow.
1 out of 4. That's a fucking lot, bro. That's a fucking lot of people.
Yeah. That's
like
crazy.
Like, it's not hard enough out here in life, dude. Like,
not for real, though. Just like,
why the fuck are we being out here just trying to function for individuals, bro?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
And again, you know, I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. You know, the states that I mentioned, a lot of those states, if not all of them, are dealing with like real serious like economic problems, dealing with problems of, you know, education, things like that. You would think that these lawmakers, if they're actually working for the people and actually are working for the people's best interests, would be doing laws and doing things to fix these issues. But no, we're just going to like ban trans people. That's going to fix everything.
That's stupid.
Right.
It's fucking stupid.
Fuck.
Yeah, man. The research shows that transgender and non-binary people's suicide attempts go down. They go down when they can fully be themselves, which is common fucking sense.
Society affirms their identity.
Any of us would not kill ourselves, would feel better about ourselves if we could just be ourselves. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So because this law prevents them from doing that, it is promoting the suicide of trans people and non-binary people. This law is literally violence.
Yeah.
It is violence against them. It is absolute violence against them, man.
Yeah. Like Zoe Zephyr said, their blood is on your hands.
Yeah.
It's true.
Like, straight up. That's not, you know, that's not an exaggeration, or it's not, you know, for dramatic effect. It is what it is.
Yeah.
So anyway, like you were saying,
we got to protect trans people. You know, especially trans kids. They're fucking getting it the hardest right now. Any comrades out there, if you do identify as queer, in any form, any minority, man, arm yourself. Arming yourself is an armed minority is a lot harder to oppress. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, arm trans people for sure. Mm-hmm. And it's the thing that really boggles my mind about it is you don't have to like it.
No.
You don't have to agree with it.
Yeah. It's not about you.
But why the fuck are you trying to combat it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the shit Seriously. That fucks with me, man.
Yeah. And, like, these people aren't trying to ruin your life and tell you how to live.
No.
And, you know, so, because, like, these people get this whole, you know, complex about all this shit is in my face and they're shoving their lifestyle in my face.
Stay
and like,
in the fucking house then. Stay in the house.
And then also, like, never mind the fact that, like, okay, like, especially living in states where there are literally churches on every corner.
Right.
We've got, you know,
That part. But you could be out on a street corner preaching, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
And see, that's why it's such bullshit when white people say that, oh, you know, it's a crime to be white now, or we're like the new Jews, or when Christians say, oh, there's a war on Christianity, war on Christmas, war mm-hmm. on Christian ideas, Christian values. No trans people, no minority period, no Mexicans, no Asians, no black people, none of us can make a law like this. None of us can make a law discriminating against white people. None of us can make a law discriminating against Christians.
Those statements are white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Y'all, white, Christian, white, rich people are the only ones who have the power and authority to create discriminatory laws like that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's why y'all
are not oppressed. Nothing is happening to y'all. Y'all have all the power.
And they have this this false persecution complex.
Right.
And it's literally one of the things in life that just pisses me off.
None of that is real.
Yeah, because I've lived in it. You know, having grown up in church and having seen it, you know, people are like preparing for this thing where, you know, they're going to be oppressed and persecuted for being Christians. You know, it's built in us at an early age that there's going to come a time where, you know, it's going to be illegal to be a Christian and all this, you know, like, you know, just, you know, basically just like indoctrinating you and training you to, you know, give up your life for the gospel, like, whatever that means. And the simple fact of the matter is, it's like, no, that's not the case, because, like, again, there's churches on every corner. Most Americans, even if they don't necessarily go to church every week or every Sunday, will identify as Christian if you, you know, ask if they had to name
Right. It's the default religion in America. We measure time in Jesus units. We measure the year in how far it was since Jesus was here. Like, Christians, you have it all, nigga. You have everything.
Yeah. You really have it all. Like, no one's trying to fuck with you. And even if they were, they can't.
Yeah.
Just because, like, the laws and the powers that be and, you know, the people behind them are, you know, they're all, like, protected by that shit because they're in it.
Yes.
So, like, sit your ass down.
Yeah.
You know?
The next time you hear anyone say, I'm talking to the listener, the next time you hear anyone say that, you know, this black person is racist, this trans person is racist, or, you know, heterophobic or shit they're trying to say now, please show me a law that a black person created that discriminates against a white person. Show me a law that a queer person wrote that discriminates against a Christian or discriminates against a white person. You cannot do it. It does not exist.
Right, yeah.
It does not
exist.
I'll wait.
Yeah, I'll wait.
Take several seats, motherfucker.
Yeah.
All right. Izzy, you got anything else for that one?
No, that's all I got for this one, homie.
All right. Well, I got a feel-good story for y'all, if y'all are ready for it.
Please. Yeah.
So in Alpena Township in Michigan, two weekends ago, a 13-year-old boy was in his room on a Saturday when he heard commotion outside of his window.
Right.
And that's where his 8-year-old sister was playing in the backyard. All right. When he looked to see what was happening, he saw a man covering his sister's mouth and dragging his sister into the woods.
Oh, shit.
The 13-year-old reacted swiftly and grabbed his slingshot and a rock from his room and opened the window, aimed it, released the rock, and struck the would-be kidnapper in the head.
Nice.
With the rock. Right?
Like little David over here.
Yeah. Visibly shaken, the assailant did not relent. The 13-year-old grabbed another rock, aimed it at the attacker again.
One more, motherfucker.
And hit him in the chest. Hit him in the chest so hard that he let the 8-year-old go.
Mm-hmm.
And he escaped running through the woods on a trail that's, you know, commonly used.
Right.
In the middle of the woods. Dennis the Menace fucked this motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really
it's
did.
It's like some real life David and Goliath
for
shit.
For real. Now, the attacker was captured shortly in a Big Lots parking lot. And, the authorities had no trouble identifying him because he had a big ass goose egg on his head from the slingshot. So big up to this 13.
Yeah, man. Big ups to this little kid.
Yeah, that possibly saved his sister's life.
Dude, that's awesome, man. Mm-hmm. Good for him, man.
They fucked him up.
My man.
Yeah, the boy said that he ran out of rocks and the next thing was gonna be his action figures. He's finna start launching GI Joes at this motherfucker. Yeah,
damn,
that's a feel good.
That's some gangster ass shit, dude. Kudos to this.
Yeah, hell yeah.
He's a fucking
feel
hero.
Good for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's all we got for the current events, Death Perspective. We will catch y'all next week. We're going to start at the top of next week's episode with a hot take.
Hot take.
And then we'll hit y'all with some current events. So, yeah. I love you guys.
I love you, Joey. I love you. Sorry, I blanked out.
Right. I heard the pause. I was like, we're going to make this awkward as fuck. Hell yeah.
Sorry.
Hey, I love y'all, fellas, man.
Okay.
What's happening, man?
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
All right, y'all. We'll see y'all next week. Year.
Yeah.
Peace.